Hi, Pedro. Anas from Kingdom FM.
Hello.
You spoke earlier about the progress of the women's game in Scotland and across the world. And I'm in Fife, where in the last week we've dealt with the fallout from that signing by Raith Rovers of David Goodwillie. And I've spoken with Scottish women's football about it and about what it will mean for the women's game in Scotland. What are your general views on how the women's game progresses in terms of maybe fans who didn't go to games before, who might decide, for example, to come to future Scotland internationals after this forthcoming tournament?
I think obviously this is a individual case situation that everyone is talking about. I think from the legal aspect, I cannot have an opinion. I have to respect what has been happening. From the ethical and human perspective, obviously there are behaviours that are not acceptable, where we should be able to create the healthy environments and the safe environments where all our girls and boys can grow and hopefully educate them in the values through a sport, that those behaviors never happen again and should not happen again. So that's where pretty much my position, where protect our projects, protect our structures, and make sure that we can create these healthy and safe environments.
Are you hopeful that more fans will, at the back of this episode, decide to come to Hampden to see your team play so that these attendance numbers go up and up?
Yes, we would love to play a football. I always put it on me in terms of the responsibility to connect with the fans, to make the fans proud and identify what we put on the table in terms of efforts, in terms of tactical proposal, and in terms of entertainment, obviously. I think, obviously, we are trying to balance also qualifying for the World Cup at the same time. But I think for us, it's very important first to put a good product, and also after that, to obviously to connect with the fans and have this extra support, which, as we have seen even in rugby last Saturday or at Hampden Park, can play a massive part as a part of the culture of Scotland, in my opinion. So we need to take an advantage of that. And that probably can be the difference between being or not in the World Cup. Yeah, believe it or not, the fans, obviously, football is for the fans, and we all play for them. So at the end, we cannot forget that part, that making them part of the game is a very important part. And we want to think that we play the game together, not just the team in one side and the fans in the other one, including the journalists.
Yeah, absolutely. And final question from me. You've been in your role now for a while now. What do you think of the enthusiasm generally from the Scottish fans towards the women's game, especially seeing that we've seen your team are now playing permanently your home games at Hampden?
I think there's evident evolution of the game, progress of the game, where we have to do our work. I think that's something that obviously happens behind the scenes, and the progress of the game is not going to stop. I think that has been my experience for 15 years, the opportunities for women in sports and the success of the national teams. It needs to arrive by putting the resources and putting the efforts and putting good professionals and creating this high performance culture for the team. And that's something that obviously I play a big part on that. And we are working on that one, as well as other, as you can see, other national teams are probably following in the same route.
Fantastic. Thank you, Pedro.
Thank you.